Good evening. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. It is Tuesday evening, and as I always say, it's my favorite. I'm getting so corny. It's my favorite time of the week. Why? Because I get to play with you. And you know I love to play. I love to play. I love to giggle. I just like to enjoy life. And one of the things I always say that my commitment is to be happy. That's number one. More so than anything, because I feel like if I succeed on being happy, then everything else in my life is possible, right? So this week, oopsie, noises from my phone. So this week, I am off to London on Thursday. My mother is turning 90 years old. It's good, it's great, but it's not so great because she's 90 years old and she is absolutely, hey Satij, she's absolutely incapacitated. My mother is, you know, so imagine me, I'm like 2.0 of my mother, right? So imagine me lying in a hospital bed, not being able to talk, not being able to move. That, for me, that would be suffering. I'd rather top out, right? I mean, I would say that I would rather my mother top out. Some people might think I'm evil for it. But like, what, you know, this sounds terrible, but what is she staying alive for? I mean, I have no, really and truly, I have no right to say that because everybody's life is divinely, you know, given. And, you know, what I can see the value of my mother being alive at 19, not being able to talk, laying in a hospital bed 24 hours a day. She can't feed herself. She can't dress herself. She can't do anything. What the value that I see is that it brings family together. It brings the family together. And that is really, that's valuable. And that's it. Because not for nothing, if my, you know, death and I guess old age and babies bring families together, right? And if my mother wasn't turning 90, I don't think I'd be going to London, right? But I say that, I can say that with sort of tongue in cheek because I've got some really great nieces and nephews who are like little kids, they're like 5 and 6, who are just so much fun and I would definitely go for them. You know, so I guess it's youth and old age, right? So who knows? Well, my mother is turning 90. She comes from a line of people who live into their hundreds. So it's quite, and here's the thing. My mother is, she can't talk, she can't feed herself, she can't do anything. She's pretty much like an infant, and I would say evolving. But my mother, physically, apart from what she can't do, her organs are in perfect condition, right? And her health, her physical well-being, even though she can't move around, is in really good condition, right? Her blood pressure's fine, she doesn't have any diabetes, she doesn't have anything going on. So like, you tell me, what do I know? So I'm off to London on Thursday and I'm really excited about that. And yeah, that's that. I've been gone for 14 days to play with the kids. No, seriously, I'm going for my mother, but I'm going to hang out with the kids because they make me laugh. And I'm wondering if I take them to the park, how many dogs do I have to allow them to pet? Right, like every single dog they want to pet. I mean, can we pet that one? And there'd be one like way across the field, like literally you'd have to do a light jog. And they want to go across the park and pet the dog. And the last time I said to them, guys, I'm really tired now. And they're like, we hate you. They hated me. We hate you and we hate Black Jesus. That's what they told me. That we hate you and we hate Black Jesus and we don't believe there's a Black Jesus. I'm like, hello, little black children, you know? So, you know, it's just sort of fun to be with them and play with them. And that's why I'm going home. So I'm looking forward to that. So tonight I was supposed to be on my own, but I'm sure that nobody wants to sit and listen to me rabbit on about I don't know what, you know, because anything's possible when I get on the radio and I don't have a visitor. Anything, all hell could let loose, right? But tonight I have an amazing person that I met. How long have we known each other now? Like 6 weeks? 3? No, it's more than 3. It's like 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about 6 weeks. I have Shakla. I cannot say Shakla's last name. Mukudava?
Makmudova.
Makmudova.
Yes.
Makmudova.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, you know I'm going to mess it up. So it's like, you know. So I met Shakla at a networking event. Apparently, the networking event was canceled and we could not, you know, we were ringing the bells and there was three of us. It was another lady, me and Shakla. And we were ringing the bell and this lady was really obsessed with, you know, getting in, but it was canceled and we weren't aware. So I said, oh, maybe we should just have a networking event right here on the stoop. And we were laughing, having a good time. And this lady, she was really on a mission to network. But you know the kind of people that network that, like, or, you know, all they want to do is just grab from you, take everything that you've got. They don't really want to give you anything, but they just want to get you as a client. And then you don't know what the value is for. That's the impression that I've got of this lady. And so we had decided that we're all going to go, let's just go kill some time and have dinner together. So Shakla and I are walking down the street and she's asking us all these questions, but we realized that she couldn't do anything with us. So she pretty much, by the time we got to the other side of the street, literally this woman in my experience evaporated, right?
Yes.
I turn around and I'm like, where'd she go? And Shakla said, didn't you see her just leave? And I was like, no, literally she evaporated in my eyes, right? I said, but I thought she was going to come to, you know, have dinner with us. No, we are of no value to her, so she has no time to eat with us, right? Yes. So anyway, Shakla and I, we went and had a sushi dinner. We chatted and just really had a great time. And we actually went to Stonewall, right? Which
yes,
is Stonewall is, you know, as everybody knows, is where the gay riots happened 50 years ago. Was
yes.
it 50 years ago?
Yes.
Seems like forever ago,
yeah.
right? 50 years ago. I was all of zero, wasn't even born yet. No, I'm kidding. And I had always wanted to go to this place because it's one of those places that you know about, but you don't really think about it. But you go, oh, wouldn't mind going there one day. And so the moment she said to me, do you want to go? I was like, sure, because I was just going to go home. But she said, come, you know, why don't you come with me? And I was like, great. So we had a really, really good time. And we've connected ever since. So I would like to welcome Shakla
yes.
to the show. And welcome, Shakla.
Thank you.
So tell us a little. So what was it about me that had you decide that you wanted to become friends with me?
Oh, that's a great question. As you mentioned, when we met that day, I guess I think we are like-minded people,
uh-huh.
and the energy.
You're crazy too.
yeah, sometimes. Why not? Like, and a positive outlook, and you really like connecting with people, like mm-hmm. genuinely as mm-hmm. as a person in, you know, in general, and we just talked, and I guess. You liked me as well as a person, and
yeah.
I see like the respect, you know, mutual respect, and I'm really glad that I came that day to that event.
Yeah, no.
And maybe it was for a good reason. There were no one almost like, and
right.
That's, I don't know. So,
but you know what? It's so funny because that day I was like, I don't want to go anywhere. Then I was like, you know what? I said I was gonna go. Noreen, get your ass up. And get out, right? And so I jumped. So that I wouldn't change my mind, I actually got an Uber, right? And took the Uber, which was inexpensive, and took the Uber down. Because honestly, if I would have had to go to the subway and go through all of that, I don't think I would have come. But one of the things I said, you know what? I'm going to go because maybe there's somebody there that I'm supposed to meet. And I know we all say that. Maybe there's somebody that I'm supposed to meet. Maybe somebody's there to meet me and who knows what could show up. And there you were. You were that person that I was supposed to meet. And I think you're pretty awesome. So
Thank you.
From Uzbekistan.
Yes.
And Uzbekistan, is that a part of Russia?
No, it was a part of USSR.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a part of Russia.
Yeah,
but now it's an independent country.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what does a young person from Uzbekistan, what is it that attracted you to come to New York? or America, period. Did you ever plan to come to New York?
Yes, actually, I was interested in the culture, mm-hmm. and I like that education system here, mm-hmm. Really developed, and because of I'm interested in psychology, mm-hmm. and as you know, psychology is also one of the most developed fields. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to study here, to mm-hmm. work and meet different people and, mm-hmm. you know, see the new places.
Right. And so what's the population of Uzbekistan?
Around 35 million.
35 million yeah. people. Okay. And also, you know, you said the educational system. Well, America has lots of educational systems. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right about that? We have lots of educational system because, you know, one of the things I always forget is that America does not just consist of New York. And I think if you're a New Yorker, that's kind of how you see it. New York is the world, right?
Yes.
So there's lots of different educational systems. And so you settled on New York City?
Yes, because one of my close friends, mm-hmm. she lives here with her family.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons I wanted to move here first. Uh-huh. And yeah.
Is it everything you thought it would be?
I'm sorry?
Is it everything you thought it... Is New York everything that you thought it would be?
Actually, yes. Even subway. Like, first time when I was in subway, like, uh-huh. I was like, wow, it's really like in a Batman movie. It's like the the dirt, the rats. I'm like, wow. And, like, I don't feel safe here because it was... In the beginning, yes. In uh-huh. the train, because... I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And the reason I'm telling you, in Uzbekistan, we have in capital city, in Tashkent, beautiful subway.
Right.
It's designed...
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought.
Okay.
And then we're going to come right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I'm speaking to Shakla Makhmudova.
Makhmudova. Yes, you can
Makhmudova. Pronounce it. Just honey, look, I get, the word name Jane, I'll mess that up. You know, so like yours has how many syllables? I don't even know. Can I just call you Dova?
Okay.
So we're back. So you were telling us about when you first came to New York City, the subway. So
yes.
It was like a Batman movie.
Yes. Uh-huh. But the difference, so in Tashkent we have subways really beautiful, like uh-huh. you feel like you are in a museum. Uh-huh. Each station is designed differently and the air conditioner works uh-huh. in summer and in winter, so uh-huh. like you can actually like even take a nap kind of thing, like, and you know, and people there usually in each station there are two police officers always check like big backpacks for safety,
right?
And you don't see there drunk or homeless people walking around there, and they can like they don't like shout at you or like I mean you just can have a rest when it's summer and like if you feel tired, like you can just sit there and like and you feel safe there.
You mean you don't feel safe in our subway system?
Nowadays it's much better after more than 4 years, but in the beginning no. I mean, you know, when you move to a different country and like and anyway, it was like strange and unfamiliar. Even like now, rats or like mice.
Oh my
now,
God.
I call them New York pets.
New York pets.
Yes, so they're pets. Like I'm used to it now. If I see,
I don't think I'll ever
like,
get used to the rats.
I mean, kind of when they're not
walking
actually
on the platform.
Walking. Yeah, near me on the platform.
So 34th Street. 34th Street, about 10 o'clock at night or a little bit later. They are the passengers.
Oh.
Because they're actually on the subway platform.
Penn Station.
Yeah. So I know what you mean, though, because when I first came, even though I wasn't scared of the subway when I first came here, you know, I was used to the subway, but as is in London, it was like a little circular type thing. It wasn't as big and as vast as what it is here. But I wasn't afraid. I was more mesmerized by the amount of people, the level of homeless. I gave so much money to homeless people.
Oh, wow.
Like, I gave away so much money to homeless people. It was not even funny. And I was, one of the things that I never forgot that I saw on the subway was a guy that he had a really bad abscess foot, right? And he had an eye missing. It was just a hole.
Oh.
And it wasn't, didn't have a patch or anything. That stayed with me. That was freaky. That was really scary.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the worst thing, that was bad, but he couldn't help that. The worst thing I ever saw on the subway was coming home from class, walking up the subway step to get out of the building, to get out of the subway, and somebody was squatted in the subway taking a shit. And
whoa.
It was like soft serve coming out of their butts. And I walked up the stairs and I literally screamed because I'd never seen. And how often do you get a chance to see people taking a shit? Not
oh
very often.
God.
But that was what I was traumatized.
I
turned around and ran the other way because I was like, that frightened me.
What time was that? Like,
it's probably about 11. No, it was like 11 o'clock at night. You know
what station? If you
oh
don't
God.
Mind me asking,
no,
really
I'm not
going to
say the station.
Like,
I'm not going to say the station.
Why not?
No, times have changed.
So, okay, I hope
times
so.
Have
I
changed.
Hope so.
But so what do you feel about? What do you think? Let's change the subject.
Yes, yes.
What do you think about the people in New York? What are the people like for you?
Diversity. What I love here, even people and the places. Actually, I met pretty amazing people here. You know, maybe it depends on the way I look as well, on people and situations, but still, like, they're helpful. And I understand everyone is so busy here. Like, when you're walking, you have to be careful. Especially if you are a tourist, please, like, look around. Don't stand in the stairs like
what,
on the train
happened?
Station
what,
or what, like cause
did
like,
you
know,
do that did you do
no,
that
no no I didn't but like I mean yeah you have to be sometimes
did
careful
you
like
did you have to learn
so
to do the New York
paced.
Walk
oh yeah I mean a little bit yeah yeah
Well I'm from London and I had to learn to do that thing because mine lived like excuse me sorry excuse me I did that for like about 2 months straight every day
okay
until I said one day fuck it I'm not saying excuse me or sorry ever again and that's when I learned to do the New York walk because it's like you put your blinkers on and you keep moving so did you have to learn to do that
kind of
What about, so how do you find the are people more social here? Are they generous? You know, my experience is that people are generous and people are generally quite nice. You know, you get the occasional asshole, but you know.
Yes, yes, especially, you meet different people here. But like, yeah, I met some local people and some
people who moved here, like, you know, recently, or regarding generous, what do you mean? Like,
what do I mean? Generous with their time, their energy, you know, listening to you, helping you out, some people taking you where you need to go, showing you around.
You know,
creating relationships and friendships.
I think it depends on people, on situations as well.
So what's your situation?
I've realized more here, people are more focused on their professional life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes they go out and, you know, socialize, but still they have priorities,
mm-hmm.
like, which I like. For example, in Uzbekistan, when someone asks you help, like, even you don't have time, you feel kind of guilty and like you feel you have to.
You feel obligated.
Obligated, yeah. And but here it's like I like the yes, I like the I mean, no, I, but the, it's good to be honest, I uh-huh. think, you know, and it's good to understand people as well.
Right.
So, and I think I became more, even more independent
uh-huh.
after moving here.
Say a little bit more about that.
Like looking for a job, for example, and always making choices
mm-hmm.
and even with people and making decisions and
is it like you could be self-focused?
Paying more attention to my intuition and mm-hmm. you know, and working on myself as a person
mm-hmm.
and I think I changed a lot since I moved here.
So just give us a compare and a contrast as to how you were and who you are today when you first came, or who you were in Uzbekistan as opposed to who you are today.
I was different than most of the people in Uzbekistan even living there, because
mm-hmm.
that's maybe one of the reasons I wanted always move here.
Mm-hmm.
And It took me time to adjust to New York city life, actually,
mm-hmm.
and in the U.S. in general. It took me like 2-3 years, I think. And after 2-3 years, I'm still becoming who I might be.
Well,
and
you're always
like working on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's always. I think that's always going to be a factor, being human. Is that you're always going to be expanding, growing, and working on self.
Yes.
I don't think that we become static, like, or we've ever finished.
Yeah.
I think once you're finished, you're dead.
I guess so.
I mean, it's a bit dramatic but and drastic, but I think once we stop working on ourselves, I think we're dead.
Yes.
Yeah, even if you might not be physically dead, but you're just not growing.
Yes.
Right? And then for me, the you become crotchety. I like that word. Crotchety, like dull, boring, dry. Do you know how to spell crotchety? Make it up. So what does your family and friends say about you when you talk to them on the phone? About your shift, your change?
I don't think they feel 100% because, like, we mostly talk about the familiar things
uh-huh.
or I share with them my different experience,
uh-huh.
but not with all of them.
Uh-huh.
So,
gotta have some secrets.
And I just realize sometimes it's difficult for me to say words because here I'm mostly thinking and speaking English, so
mm-hmm.
like sometimes I have difficult time to remember the
oh,
word
really?
And I go, because I speak Russian as well, I go to, like, I can remember Russian word, for example, and I go to translator, go to Russian English,
mm-hmm.
then from English it's like it's complicated, so like
right,
I'm between
so you're,
the
so
language,
in your head you're speaking
yes.
three different languages
yes so sometimes it's like adjusting and I'm like
right.
oh. Or actually, yeah, I go to translate it from English to Russian. I translate it, and like in Russian, they understand Russian. So, like, yeah, whenever it happens, I have this way figured out.
So, what was one of the biggest shifts that you've seen in yourself in being here? And then I have another question about being an immigrant. I'm an immigrant too, but I'm British, so.
So what?
You know, okay. As they say, the sun never sets on the British, but it's definitely set already. I think it's turned off. The sun is turned off. But anyway, in terms of being an immigrant here, what's your experience? You know, because we have a lot of immigrant conversations going on about, I mean, I know you have citizenship and green card and all that stuff, but we have a lot of immigrant conversation with the kids in the concentration camps and the immigrants are taking our jobs and all this kind of stuff. What's your experience of being an immigrant in New York?
Regarding that, I guess I didn't have any problems because I moved here legally. I feel empathetic to people who moved here, you know. I guess they had their own reasons, but still, I'm not, actually, I don't think it's a good idea the way they're dealing now with immigrants, but from the other side, I understand as well, like, it's not good moving somewhere, like, illegally, and, like, you never know. I mean, I'm somewhere in between, but maybe... I believe maybe there would be a better solution to this, not in this cruel way, like, you know,
we're going to hold that thought and we're going to come right back. So we'll be right back. It's a difficult...
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Okay, so we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I just discovered that I too was an illegal immigrant when I came here.
You were a traveler.
But, I was a what?
Traveler.
Yes, so I came, I met my husband and, you know, went back home, came back. And I came in November. By December, I was married. So I really didn't have a long time as an illegal. But also, like, I have this state of mind. Like, I think it's because I'm British. like, we can go anywhere we damn well please. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that, right? And it wasn't like I was trying to get away from a small country that was, you know, where I couldn't have any rights or whatever. It's England, right? You know? But I was an illegal immigrant. But I got my papers 10 weeks later. Right. So it was a different time. Right. It was a different time. 10 weeks. You got your papers. You're married to an American. Boom. You got your papers. Mm. And my husband had the audacity to say I married him for papers. I was married to him for 12 years. I'm a dummy if I stayed with a man 12 years and I didn't love him and didn't care about him. But and also I heard from somebody, they were saying back in the day, like this is pretty a long time ago, whereby you know, the immigration situation wasn't so thorough. So people would come on other people's passports, just change the picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure there was a whole, people would just stow away and, you know, just come and stay for 150 years. And I'm sure, like, things have tightened up a lot. But back in the day, it was like, you could just run through the airport, buy your ticket, run through the airport, get on the plane last minute. It's checks and balances weren't as stringent as they are now. You know, it's going to even get worse. We're probably just going to get jumpsuits through the mail and you just have to get into a paper jumpsuit and then get on the plane, you know? But, yeah, it was different. It was a different time. And I can't talk about conversations of what it's like to be an immigrant and what it's like to be, like, dodging and weaving and stuff like that. I don't know anything about that. And you don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
But I can be sympathetic to people that are... people come to America to have a better life.
Yes.
You know? Then it's not like immigrants come and they mooch off the system. They don't. Immigrants actually come and work freaking hard. They work really hard doing a lot of the things that we won't do, like Americans won't do or don't want to do
don't
anymore.
Don't want to do, yeah.
Right? Honestly. So, you know, we can't just throw these people by the side of the road. So if people don't come to America, if immigrants don't come, what's going to happen to America? Does it, like, dwindle in size? What happens to the country? Do we dwindle in size? Because America is an idea. It's an idea, and the people make up America.
Yeah, diverse people.
Yeah. It's one of the most diverse places on the planet, next to England. You know, so, yeah. All right, so let's move on. What else? So tell us something. What's one of the most exciting things, other than meeting me, that has happened or is happening? What do you want for yourself in America?
What do I want?
Yeah, what do you want for yourself? What do you want for yourself in your life? What do you see as your future?
Because
sky's the limits, right?
Yeah, great, fulfilling professional life. Mm-hmm. And I can travel a lot, mm-hmm. you know, and having my own, like, home mm-hmm. and family.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're doing extra work.
Oh, yeah. Extra for movies and shows. Uh-huh. I recently started, actually, and you never know what may happen. And uh-huh. I think
well, what would
it
you
is
like to happen?
I don't mind, actually, working part-time as a professional for movies and shows. Uh-huh. Like, you know. And
like a part-time extra?
Yes. Or even actress uh-huh. or model.
Uh-huh.
But part-time, because, like, I have other
endeavors that you want to fulfill.
Yes. Like education and psychology. So I would like to work on them, like, simultaneously, you know.
Mm-hmm. So if you went back to Uzbekistan today and you were being interviewed or you had an opportunity to speak to the young people in your country, what would you say to them?
Oh, thank you for asking that question. I was thinking a lot about it recently. Uh-huh. I mean, what is best for young people to know in general, you uh-huh. know, because I care about children a lot.
Uh-huh.
I think I would tell to anyone, any part of the world, like uh-huh. for youth, the more skills you learn uh-huh. and the better, because uh-huh. like in life, it is great to be flexible and mm-hmm. you never know what may help you mm-hmm. one of your skills. Learning languages and having great grades at school and just learn about yourself
right.
and never limit yourself.
Right.
Like don't. And as growing up, I was actually a lot of thinking about like what people say or the quotes, you know. And now I realize actually you don't have to believe for everything you hear mm-hmm. or read.
Mm-hmm.
If even there is a book, it's that author's vision
right.
of life and
right.
perspective.
Right.
So you can always actually choose and pick up. And if you hear something about, for example, the fact, okay, facts are different. I mean, quotes about life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think that that's the only way or that's the truth.
Right. Was that your experience?
I mean, no, growing up, I questioned it a lot. Like, mm-hmm. you know,
oh,
when
you
are
an oddball. You asked a lot of questions. You annoyed a lot of people.
I actually asked a lot of questions myself.
Uh-huh.
So, and I always like figuring it out, like thinking about it, and eventually, like in a day or like after some hours, I answer my own question.
Right.
I love brainstorming, even uh-huh. as a being teacher. So it's really nice trait to have, I think.
So basically, let me pick up what you just put down. So basically, you're saying to the young people who, if you went home to Uzbekistan, you would tell them, like, you don't have to believe everything you hear.
Yes.
You don't have to believe everything you read.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you can question things.
And it's okay questioning
right.
things. Yeah.
And so what would that provide these young people? What do you think that would provide them? And what did it provide you?
I think learning in life about yourself, what do you prefer and what are your priorities,
mm-hmm.
and having, being independent, having mm-hmm. your own opinion, I think mm-hmm. it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you to grow as a person as well.
Right. So basically what I'm hearing is keep an open mind.
Yes. Yeah. Being open-minded and questioning is okay, and mm-hmm. always do your research. If you okay. are interested in something, the more research you do, the better. Like,
right.
not one book.
Right.
Google, other book, you
right.
know, like different options. So
right.
I love this. We're living in such a actually, like, cool time.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, the any kind of information you want to have, like, you can get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that for you being a young person, I think that, well, for all young people, I think that it's important to learn. It's important to keep an open mind. It's important to be able, like you said, be flexible, right?
Yes.
And that flexibility gives you an opportunity to shift and change, because we don't always, we're never always the same. As we grow older, we're not the same person. We have to cast off certain ideas that no longer work for us. I mean, like, a simple example of that would be, you know, when I first came here, I was 20, 21. I had to cast off ideas and things that my family had given me. You know, one of the things my father was like, is don't tell anybody your business, right?
Mm.
Don't share anything.
I mean, I don't know if everybody's parents says that to them.
Oh, yeah, growing up, like,
yeah.
be
don't
more selective.
Anybody,
like,
yeah,
yeah
don't
talk
tell anybody
lot.
Your business and
don't share too much information.
Yes.
But, like, I had to throw that out, because it was like, well, if I don't share about what I want, who I am, what I need, and if I don't ask for what I want, how am I going to get what I need? And
yeah.
how am I going to get what I want? So that's some of the things that I found that I had to get rid of.
And how you are going to meet like-minded people.
Exactly.
So you can, you know, grow your professional life, personal
right.
life, and, like, having friends and,
right.
you know, networking and, yeah. And one more thing I actually forgot to tell about, never stop dreaming.
Okay, never stop
yes,
dreaming.
Yes, so never stop dreaming,
okay.
you know. Because I, maybe when I was, like, 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
if someone told me, like, you're going to move to New York when you will be 25, maybe I would be like, really?
Uh-huh.
How? Like,
maybe. So you wanted to know the how of it?
I mean, yeah, maybe I would ask, like, really,
how?
Maybe, yeah, is it possible? Like, because my family actually members, like, they are really in Uzbekistan. Mostly after you graduate,
mm-hmm.
Girls, they work and then, like, okay, get married.
Right. So what
have
age,
family.
What's
have
the,
kids.
What's the age of that? What is the age of that?
Like, starts from 20. Yeah. Starts from 20 years old. Like,
right,
yeah.
So you go to school, you work for a year or so.
Yeah.
And then you
and
get
they're
married.
Like, yeah. Like,
is that changing a lot out there?
Yes. Yes. Because I know my course mates from college, yeah.
They're not
actually,
not
yeah. They're not in the pressure. They don't feel the pressure
right.
nowadays. Because, like, yeah.
Okay, so what is it? What's the nationality? Is it a Muslim country?
Mostly yes, but they're not religious. Mm-hmm. Like maybe like in my opinion, it's not fact, of course, but so I think like it depends on the region, what region. So right. There are 12 regions. So like 30-40%, I guess.
Are religious. Like,
yeah. But still, I don't think.
Or is it like in certain parts, like maybe they're more religious in rural parts as opposed to the major city?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of.
Because I remember when I went to Senegal, I love Senegal. It is a religious country. And so I think it was 5 a.m. when we were coming in from the club.
Really? Are you kidding?
Such a beast. We were coming in from the club and you would hear the call to prayer. I'd be like, oh, that's so great.
Oh, Noreen.
No, but, you know, so it was like you would hear it all over in Dakar. You would hear the call to prayer, which is quite beautiful. But we were coming in from partying all night.
So yeah.
It wasn't okay. Like, so it's not like that. It's, you know, do they have, and this was the major city, which is Dakar. Okay. So it's not like that in capital city.
We have mosques actually in capital city.
Uh-huh.
There are some religious people as well.
So,
yeah,
so there's some religious
in Tashkent
areas.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, cool. So what is... okay, we got 2 minutes, but what is Uzbekistan famous for?
Historical cities.
Okay.
Which include buildings and the food.
What kind of food?
Uzbek food, which is like kebabs. Oh. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back. Kebab. I love kebabs.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I just want to say for Ron Foster, yes, I'm wearing my yellow jewelry again, right? This is my summer jewelry. I wear it because I love it. And I don't have, I've been wearing this thing since April though, like practically every day since April. And he called me on it and I'm like, I don't care. I love it. It's summer. So my theory is do what you love, do whatever you love and don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So tell me, what was the question that we asked about?
We were talking about...
food.
Food, yeah.
So you said kebabs, what else?
Kebabs, plov, which is a national food, like rice.
What was it called?
And meat, and it's called osh.
Uh-huh. Osh.
Yeah, in Uzbek. So there's like rice, meat, and carrots, and uh-huh.
Is that like a kejri, like a mixture of things, mixture of rice, meat, and... vegetables all together?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm waiting for something really like remote and exotic that I've never heard of and never tried. But, you know, I forget. I live in New York. You can eat everything.
Yes, yes.
So are there any Uzbek? Do you say Uzbekistani?
Uzbek.
Oh, you just say Uzbek.
Yes.
Like now I've added the Pakistani to the Uzbekistani.
I know.
Hey, Satish. Right, but Satish, he's from Pakistan.
Oh.
Or let me not say that. I'll take it back. Because he's going to punch me. So are there any Uzbek restaurants?
Yeah, in Brooklyn there are a lot of, actually.
Oh, really?
We should go someday together. Yeah, I was thinking about it. Yeah, it is.
And so what's the meat? Because I don't eat pork.
Good. We don't eat pork mostly in Uzbekistan as well. Uh-huh. So like lamb.
Okay, nice.
Beef. Nice. Chicken.
Nice. Do you eat, what about seafood?
No. We do eat seafood, but not often, like
just
here.
Fish.
Fish, sushi.
Yeah, I don't eat shrimp. Or I don't eat shrimp. I'm gonna say this: if somebody wanted to kill me, they could kill me with shrimp.
Why? You have allergy, or you just don't like the look of it?
But I don't like the look of it because it reminds me of creepy crawlies.
Okay.
Even though they are bottom crawlers, but I. You know, if there's any cross-pollination with shrimp inside of the food, sometimes it, you know, cross-pollinates or gets contaminated with it. I was okay with that because it would just be a little kind of and I'd drink some water and I'd be fine.
Oh.
So a friend of mine bought me a sandwich, right? They bought me a roti, which is like an Indian chapati type bread thing. And then you put the meat and the potatoes and all that and you wrap it all together.
Okay.
And I thought it was chicken. So I took a big bite and chewed and swallowed. And I said, this is a weird kind of chicken. So I opened it. And I said, what is this? This is weird. Wasn't chicken. It was shrimp. Girl, if you ever seen the movie Hitch. Have you seen the movie Hitch?
Yes.
I was Will Smith.
Oh.
One eye was little. Oh, one eye was big. It was just a mess. And then I said to myself, I'm drinking lots of water and go to bed.
Wow.
I woke up and I was so swollen. So I cannot touch that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's good to know.
All right. So I was looking for something exotic. So we'll have to go and have, do they have the lamb on the barbie, like a big skewer thing?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yum.
You don't have to.
Yum. Yes. We definitely have to go and we definitely have to do that when I get back in time. So is there any question that you'd like me to, do you have a question that you'd like me to ask you?
Let me think about it. I mean,
I know this is usually like a random question that I ask some people, not everyone.
Okay.
But like, is there something that you want to ask me to ask you so that you can say it?
Yeah. Actually, some of my close friends, they've been asking me, even my family members, like, do I regret moving here?
Okay, so do you regret moving here?
No,
you don't.
I don't.
So, what are you grateful about? What are you grateful for about living in New York?
I love the energy I feel here. It's so fast-paced, mm-hmm. and you feel that everything is possible. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of opportunities, mm-hmm. and like you know, you can do grow and like. That's the thing I really actually, I feel, yeah.
And do you feel that, like, say, let's fast forward 20 years from now, even though I don't like to step into the future too far, but let's say fast forward 20 years from now, and you are this person that you've become, you know, wounds and all in New York City, New York City, New York City, right? Do you think you'll still have that kind of outlook?
I hope so.
Well, what do you think it's going to take for you to remain so positive and open?
Because I
other than hanging out with me, I'll be 105.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Shut up.
The thing with me is my personality. Before making this kind of huge decisions, mm-hmm. I think a lot. Like, you know,
you
even
did?
I can, oh yeah, even I feel overwhelmed. Like, because my mom, she was like, you work here as a teacher and you are an English teacher, you have like everything, why are you going to move there, you never know what's gonna happen.
Well, that's
and
a whole
it's
idea.
Not easy, you know. Yes, it's not easy, the challenges and everything, like, are you sure, you know. Even the I was like, yeah, I know. And even having a green card, I was thinking about it, actually. Maybe I should stay. I mean, no. Because I was like, I always wanted it. And thank God I mm-hmm. got the chance and I should do it.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, it was no, a so when you... Okay, so I saw this meme the other day on Facebook. It was sent to me by a friend of mine. And his idea of cheering me up, because I said I was feeling kind of shitty. And so it was like a teacher in a foreign country who has a foreign language teaching little children uh-huh. how to speak English. So it was, they would say D, and the kids would say D. Did you,
oh,
have
yeah,
you seen
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah, I sent it to you. I saw that right. too, yeah.
So it's like, did you ever experience anything like that?
No.
Right, because it was like D, and the kids would be like, D, A, A, N, N, G, E, R. And the kids would repeat back, Dungarus.
I know, that made my day, honestly. And I was, there like, was oh my God.
G, O, O, G, Eloi, E, Googly.
Googly, yeah, that killed me, honestly. I was like, I was laughing so hard.
So you, so...
Oh, my God.
Because, and that made me realize that, you know, speaking... That would be me speaking Uzbekistan or Russian or one of those. I'd probably be saying something googly, right? For Google, it'd be like, googly gly. Right? So you had an experience of... How did you learn English? Did you learn English from an English person or an English-speaking person?
At school, actually, from the first grade, there's a foreign language, uh-huh. English and Russian. Uh-huh. So I think that's great. Before, it was more like French and German.
Uh-huh. Do you speak
so
French and German?
After independence, like most, no, not yet.
Right.
I know German, einverstanden.
Uh-huh.
It means I agree. I like the pronunciation. It's so uh-huh. different. So, yeah, I learned Russian and English from school.
But were they English-speaking people?
We had a teacher, actually, Sherry, yes.
She was
yes.
English-speaking?
Yes.
So you never got the opportunity to say dangerous?
No. Even, actually, my English teachers from school, we are still in touch. We are really close friends, uh-huh. so...
Yeah, that like, meme yeah. had me realize that English is no joke. English isn't. It's because we have so many different ways to say one thing, you know, and then we have slang.
Yes.
You know, and then slang becomes a part of the English language. It becomes a part of the dictionary because some new words go into. I heard something. I heard something the other day to do with heart. But it was a really good word, and I can't remember what it was, but it was...
Heart or heart?
Heart.
Okay.
Heartfully. It was like a... Something about heart... The context was, I'm having a heartfully day, or that is heartful. Oh. You know, I don't
yes,
know. I'm making
yes,
that
okay.
up, right? But it was heartfully, if my mind serves me right, and my brain is correct. But that, to me, was such a good word because it expressed... You know, a heartfelt feeling.
Yes.
And the person used it so well. And I was like, oh, wow, that's like a new one for the dictionary. Because, you know, bling was a street word, right? Now bling is in the dictionary. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of words that were, you know, street words that have now been added to the dictionary.
Yeah.
So.
How about frazzle verbs? Oh, my God.
You what?
So many.
Frazzle?
Yeah.
What the hell is a frazzle verb?
Really?
Yeah. Frazzle?
Verbs.
Oh, yeah, no verbs, yeah. But like, did you say frazzle verbs?
Yes.
I have no idea what that is. And I'm not ashamed to say.
Okay.
So we have come to the end of the show. It was a pleasure. I always like having random friends and random people come on the show because I never know what I'm going to learn about them. So I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you so much for coming into my life. I really appreciate you.
Me too.
You know, you're awesome. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And there are no accidents in the world. Everything is divine. And so thank you for being on the show. I hope you had as much fun as I did.
Yes, time actually flew. Like,
it does, right? Everybody says that. I don't know if they're telling the story. No, it does fly. So this is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. I'm going to be out of the nook, and I'll be back in 14 days. And I'm sure I have lots of stories to share. So this is me signing off. Peace, love, and soul. I'm so crazy. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to going home. So see you guys soon. Have a good one. Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.